AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. Don't be jumping to conclusions. That's Russia's view of this week's attacks on a pair of oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. President Trump blames Iran.
You know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, referring to a video U.S. Central Command says shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded mine from one of the tankers. Russia's foreign ministry says Washington's Iranophobic stance is artificially fueling tensions in the region. Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar says she would support impeachment proceedings against President Trump beginning now. The Minnesota senator's comment follows Trump's statements this week that he would take information from a foreign power offering dirt on an opponent. The president told Fox and Friends,
"Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the attorney general or somebody like that."
Klobuchar says Trump is sending out signals like he did in 2016 when he publicly urged Russia to find and publish Hillary Clinton's emails. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports retail spending was up in many categories last month.
According to the Commerce Department, sales increased at restaurants and bars, a good sign because that type of spending is more discretionary than purchases at grocery stores or gas stations. Sales increased at sporting goods, hobby and electronic stores, and auto dealers. Online retailers also posted gains.
Industrial production also improved last month. The Federal Reserve says output rose 0.4% in May, but manufacturing output increased just 0.2%, not enough to make up for declines of recent months. Factory production is down 1.5% since the end of last year. This is AP Radio News. The Angels' Shohei Ohtani accomplished one of baseball's toughest feats yesterday. Correspondent Steve Carney has details.
Shohei Ohtani hit for the cycle and drove in three, leading the Los Angeles Angels to a 5-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Ohtani hit a three-run homer, his eighth of the year, off Rays starter Ryan Yarbrough in the first, doubled off Yarbrough in the third, hit a triple off Yarbrough in the fifth, and singled off reliever Hunter Wood in the seventh. The cycle is the eighth in Angels franchise history and first in Major League history by a Japanese-born player. Angels starter Tyler Skaggs, who earned his fifth win, describes watching the historical achievement.
He's starting to lock it in. It's really exciting. He's looking like he's the Ohtani of last year, and it's very special.
The win moves Los Angeles to one game under 500 on the season, while Tampa Bay has now dropped three straight on their current homestand. Steve Carney, St. Petersburg.
More good news for Ohtani, who also pitches. His manager says he could return to the mound in a rehab setting before the All-Star break. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.